This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush paid tribute to the crew of the space shuttle Columbia today. In a somber ceremony at Johnson Space Center, he praised the seven astronauts for their courage and selfless dedication. NPR's John Burnett reports from Houston.
The people of the Johnson Space Center paused in their reconstruction of the mysterious catastrophe that destroyed the space shuttle Columbia and took time to remember its last crew. Under a cloudless sky, NASA employees, contractors, as well as friends and families of the fallen astronauts heard the Columbia 7 described as the nation's newest national heroes.
The final days of their own lives were spent looking down upon this Earth. And now on every continent, in every land they could see, the names of these astronauts are known and remembered. They will always have an honored place in the memory of this country.
The president described the astronauts' lives as having great purpose and achievement. He said, "We are that part of the creation that seeks to understand all creation," which at times means sending its explorers into what he called unmapped darkness. A quiet crowd, estimated at 12,000, sat in the sun and listened to the eulogies and to the U.S. Navy band sea chanters. It was the same spot on the sprawling Johnson Space Center complex where 17 years ago a memorial was held in honor of the seven crew members who died aboard the Challenger. Now, as then, while stunned flight controllers and safety engineers and simulator trainers sat in silence, a president praised their work and urged them not to lose hope.
The people of NASA are being tested once again. In your grief, you are responding as your friends would have wished, with focus, professionalism, and unbroken faith in the mission of this agency.
NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe recommitted the space agency to finding out what went terribly wrong last Saturday morning and making sure it never happens again. But most of the service was dedicated to remembering the lives of the seven: Commander Rick Husband, Pilot William McCool, Mission Specialist Kalpana Chawla, Mission Specialist Laurel Clark, Payload Commander Michael Anderson, Mission Specialist David Brown, and Payload Specialist Colonel Ilan Ramon. The crew was one of the most diverse in the history of the shuttle program's 113 flights. There was an African American and an Indian American, two women, Christians, a Jew, and a Hindu. They were remembered as devoted parents, good friends, jokesters, intimate co-workers, and remarkably talented individuals. Rick Husband, a native of Amarillo, Texas, was the pilot on the first space flight of astronaut Kent Rominger, who is now chief of NASA's Astronaut Corps. Today, Rominger spoke of his friend Husband.
He was a naturally gifted pilot. I was envious, even though I was his more experienced commander, and an outstanding leader. He molded seven individuals from different parts of the world with diverse backgrounds, various religious beliefs, into an incredibly tight-knit and productive family.
The shuttle broke apart under nearly incomprehensible conditions, hurtling into the Earth's atmosphere at 18 times the speed of sound, like an aluminum meteor. At the end of the memorial service, mourners looked overhead and saw what now seems like a so much more mundane maneuver, but in the moment was very moving: the missing man formation. Four NASA T-38 jets streaked overhead. One of them broke off, soared upwards, and as one spectator described it, reached toward heaven. John Burnett, NPR News, Houston.